Wednesday, October 9th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Pizza drives voice assistants. Hackers target a different kind of small business. And changes to policy and law around information management of platforms. This is the business of tech. USA Today reports that the U.S. Supreme Court won't hear Domino's Pizza accessibility case. The decision to not hear Domino's petition on whether its website is accessible to the disabled is considered a loss for the pizza giant and a win for disability advocates. The order to not hear the case keeps in place a January ruling by the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which ruled that Domino's and other retailers must make its online services accessible. It also means that the case is expected to go to trial. Why do we care? Making websites accessible is now a requirement in the U.S., and within the article is Domino's focus on making sure that you can order in-store, by phone, text, social media, and voice-activated devices like Alexa and Google Home. Voice as an interface can solve some accessibility options, and this may be one more application for voice assistants and voice as a UI going forward. In more It's Getting Dangerous Out There news, the New York Times has a report of hackers targeting political campaigns. The 2020 presidential election is still 13 months away, but already Iranians are following in the footsteps of Russia and have begun cyber attacks aimed at disrupting the campaigns. Microsoft said on Friday that Iranian hackers, with apparent backing from the government, had made more than 2,700 attempts to identify the email accounts of current and former United States government officials, journalists covering political campaigns, and accounts associated with a presidential campaign. The article later adds, in addition to Iran, hackers from Russia and North Korea have started targeting organizations that work closely with presidential candidates, according to security researchers and intelligence officials. Why do we care? Campaigns are small businesses themselves, and this is simply more evidence of coordinated attempts to penetrate systems by nation states. What's more alarming is the organizations that work with presidential candidates, which could be any of the organizations around campaigns. Remember, the Target hack was accomplished via a contractor. Microsoft stopped this attack, evidence that the technology industry is the front lines of these incidents. A pair of related stories around online information and the law. First, the popular information newsletter reports Facebook quietly changed the language of its advertising policies to make it easier for politicians to lie in ads. Prior to the change, Facebook had a rule against running any ads with false and misleading content. Ads, landing pages, and business practices must not contain deceptive, false, or misleading content, including deceptive claims, offers, or methods. But now, Category 13 of prohibited content has been narrowed significantly. Now, Facebook only prohibits ads that include claims debunked by third-party fact-checkers or, in certain circumstances, claims debunked by organizations with particular expertise. Second, the New York Times is reporting that the Trump administration has begun inserting legal protections into recent trade agreements that shield online platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube from lawsuits. The protections, which stem from a 1990s law, have already been tucked into the administration's two biggest trade deals, the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement and a pact with Japan that President Trump signed on Monday. American negotiators have proposed including the language in other prospective deals, including with the EU, Britain, and members of the World Trade Organization. Why do we care? Will U.S. laws, which are generally more permissive than those in Europe, China, and India, win out, or will the rising debate over privacy and protection of consumer data win out? Notably, online platforms are getting different treatment than your average business. This area remains ever-changing, and services related to legal and ethical handling of data will continue to rise in value. Today's episode was brought to you by the Killing It podcast. Three experts, three topics, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show on your favorite podcatcher or on mspradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. You can find us online at mspradio.com. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Like what you hear? Share our Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube feeds to help grow the audience. See you tomorrow.